Jula Vacha.
Jula Vacha.
Jula Maharaj said.
Jula Maharaj said.
Saha.
Saha.
That.
That.
I am.
This.
Sama.
Sama.
Equilibrium of mind.
Bhagavata.
By your lordship. Sukha dukha.
Happiness and miseries.
Hata atmanam.
Those who are affected.
Darsitaha.
Shown.
Vipaya.
By mercy.
Pumsam.
Of the people.
Udarsha.
Very difficult to perceive.
Asmat vidai.
By persons like us.
To but. Yaha, whatever you have said. Translation is performed by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Jaya. Dhruva Maharaj said, My dear Lord Naraji, for a person whose heart is disturbed by the material conditions of happiness and distress, whatever you have so kindly explained to us for attainment of peace of mind is certainly a very good instruction. But as far as I am concerned, I am covered by ignorance, and this kind of philosophy does not touch my heart. So please, all repeat. Bolo. Okay, four. Okay, number nine. Yes. Four. There are various classes of men. One class is called Akamis, referring to those who have no material desires. Desire must exist, either material or spiritual. Material desire arises when one wants to satisfy one's personal senses. One who is ready to sacrifice anything to satisfy the Supreme Personal to Godhead can be said to have spiritual desire. Dhruva did not accept the instruction given by great Saint Narada because he thought himself unfit for such instruction, which prohibited all material desires. It is not a fact, however, that those who have material desires are prohibited from worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the essential instruction from the life of Dhruva. He frankly admitted that his heart was full of material desires. He was very much affected by the cruel words of his stepmother, whereas those who are spiritually advanced do not care about anyone's condemnation or adoration. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that persons who are actually advanced in spiritual life do not care for the dual behavior of this material world. But Dhruva Maharaj frankly admitted that he was now beyond the affliction of material desires, distress, and happiness. He was confident that the instruction given by Narada was valuable, yet he could not accept it. The question raised here is whatever or not a person afflicted by material desires is fit to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The answer is that everyone is fit to worship Him. Even if one has many material desires to fulfill, he should take the Krishna consciousness and worship the Supreme Lord, Krishna, who is so merciful that He fulfills everyone's desire. Through the narration, it will become very clear that no one is barred from worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if one has many material desires. Om Gyan Tibhirandasya Janan Janan Salakaya Chakshiru Mirutamiyena Tasmai Sivaya Namo Vishwabhadaya Kusapistaya Bhudaya Srimati Bhakti Vyanta Swami Namini Namaste Sahasvai Devi Bhagavan Pachari Namaste Sa Sunnavadi Fasta Chari Sitaya Banchakalpatru Vyascha Kirusindu Vyavacha Nidhanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama What time we should finish? What time? Okay, so this is the statement of Dhruva Maharaj after instruction, after hearing the instruction of Narad Muni. Most of the same persons, they are considered to be like sword, or that sword refers to knowledge. They're straightforward on their, you know, on their ways, you know, of giving instructions to everyone. So some or other, Dhruva Maharaj, because he's a small boy, he's a Kshatriya, coming from Kshatriya family. He was absolutely, what he called it, anyway, I have limited English, but insulted. For Kshatriya is when there is insulted, then they want something, you know, to prove. So Dhruva Maharaj, well, in front of Narada, he has that deep thing inside the heart. And what is that deep inside the heart? I want a kingdom better than my father, better than Brahma. Is there lingering? In the Bible it said there are two lords, money or God. So money refers to material facilities or sense gratification. So it is there lingering so deeply that even though, you know, Narad Muni has a very, very absolutely helpful instruction, it doesn't penetrate. I remember when I was doing book distribution in the early days, I met so many of them. Of course, not this material world, mostly are materialistic. You know, they go to church, you know, for material, what do you call? Praise Lord, fulfill my desires. So I remember going to church also. Every time I go to church, and I just, you know, referring to my desires. And if you ask others also, it's the same thing. They go to church just for asking for material desires. Please relieve me of my sickness. Please, you know, give me wealth. That is the most important thing. But about the ceremony of the feast, after that, forgotten. It's not really important. So because the point here is that what is lingering in the heart, in the mind, which is deep-rooted, then it cannot penetrate. Instruction, good instruction cannot penetrate, you know, who knows. So that is the inconceivable fallacy of illusion covering, material covering. We cannot see. It's subtle. So Dhruva Maharaj heard that, but somewhere or other, Dhruva Maharaj, even though he's a small boy, he understood that this instruction is very good for him. But Dhruva Maharaj cannot take it, and he said to Narada, you know, I have so many material desires. This is my, what is in lingering in my heart. So of course, when a saintly person, when we meet a saintly person, it's always what? Blessings. Even though he gives us a chastisement, or what is still is a blessing. I remember when I first day I came to Hare Krishna in temple, they told me, you know, please come to our church. And I thought it's church. Wow. And then I wear my boots, my, you know, fitting, you know, suit. I have long hair that time, like this, best suit. So, okay, I'll come. I had a temple. I never been to temple, but anyway, I'll come. So that time is on the day also, the two single person are coming, gurus. And one is Tumakrishna Maharaj, and the other one is Giridhari Maharaj. So I don't know anything. So he brought me. I was working night shift and then study daytime. So on the time is Friday. Yeah, so he coming. We go straight to the temple. So then somewhere or other, this devotee is going to fetch Maharaj. He will be the, you know, driver. So he told me, first, he's quite, you know, like, it's quite embarrassing. But anyway, he left me there. He said, Prabhuji, Bhakta, and then whatever, he called me Bong. That is my nickname. Bong, just stay here, and I will come back very soon. No problem. Okay, I said, I'll come. Anyways, this is the temple. You go around and then and see what is there. Okay, I said, no problem. So then, somewhere other, the temple is so small. I think it's just only like 3/4 of this temple. 3/4. And it's on the third floor. So he left me on the, what do you call, just on the, you know, the stair before the what do you call, the temple ground. You know, third floor. So then I saw running over there like Mataji, I'm sorry, you know. And I was shocked, and you know, I don't know what to do. So then, what is this church, you know? And you know, before they asked me to remove my slippers, and now I can see all running. And then when suddenly I saw these monks, shaved head, you know, Brahmachari, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. What is this? And I thought church is, you know, so nice. So, but anyway, a culture shock. Something interesting here is that when I entered the temple, at the door is facing Prabhupada, and I saw Prabhupada first time. And then what I said to Prabhupada? Good morning, sir. So only Prabhupada there, and then that Brahmachari was very busy chanting, right? Prabhupada still receiving the guests. You see? And he's amazing. I don't know if others have this experience. When I said good morning, and I see Prabhupada like smile. Unbelievable. Other also I heard, I don't know, maybe there's so many incidences, you know. Some I brought them to the temple. They thought if Prabhupada is alive, you know, is sitting there like on the yogi asana. So it's the same thing. I was looking, and this Brahmachari, he comes, and what? Whom you looking? I said, who's that old person? I said, good morning. But he said, you only smile. I said, that's still Prabhupada. He smiles at you. Come here. And then if we come forward to the deity form of the Lord, to the Prabhupada, and then actually our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, passed away November 14, 1977. So this is the awesome thing. Wow, I said. Amazing. So then this Brahmachari, we go come to the point. This Brahmachari brought me inside the room. And then what? You know, it's, you know, straightforward. He tells me, so why you come here? What are you doing here? And I said, my friend brought me here. You know, here in this place, they will make you maid servant. You want that? They will, you know, as you use this other here, they will ask you to wash their clothes. You want that? Wow, he said, I never wash my clothes. And then, it's not only that. Every morning, they will ask you, because you're new, they will ask you to sweep the floor, to wash the floor, and wash the pots, and you will stay awake 12 midnight. You like that? And I said, well, I'll see later. I said, I'm not yet started. And then suddenly, all the disciples, you know, good day is coming! And then, whoa, now it's like culture shock. You know, I never heard cymbals, I never heard mridanga. It's too much for me, you know, vibrating. It's like karmi, you know. Try to close their ears. So somewhere or other, I was in the corner over here. And I was, you know, like sticking myself on the wall. And somewhere or other, I see the very fulgent head of the purity body. And I said, wow, amazing. And then, very sweet. So then he passed by, and he knocked on this, like this. And he just goes straight. But Giridhar Maharaj said, smile like this. Anyway. So then, somewhere or other, now first time they opened the altar. Blowing conch shell, and then they're all singing. And suddenly, you know, very fragrant smell comes out. And then they opened the deity. First time I heard this Govindam, it is really soothing. He was so, you know, unbelievable, amazing. And they opened the altar and they see Gornitai with full flower. I never see a statue in Christian that they adorn like this, like temple. I never seen, you know. Our, you know, deity is full of spider webs, you know, dust. You know, we worship this place like that. So, but here, I saw the deity on that time, 1996, it was so clean, so pure. You can feel it. And what happened in Guru Puja? Then Kirtan, everybody happy. You can see, no one is sad. Everybody just jumping, whatever. Up and down, whatever they want to. So like that. Then, Tamo Krishnamurti start to give class. And amazing here is that because somewhere or other, those introduction purifies me, purifies. Those words he's speaking penetrates. Because somewhere or other, you know, before coming to that temple, I pray to Mama Mary. You know, I'm already fed of this. I am sick. I am serving in your church, but, you know, I have my kidney problem. So I'm ready. I'm praying to her, please arrange for me a pure religion. And then after 2 days, we're drinking. And then my friend, he said, there's one group you never attended their program. And there's one in our company. And who's that? They're Hare Krishna. They're nice people. Hare Krishna? And then we're drinking, you know, heavy drink. Hare Krishna? Is that these people? They're, you know, they cut the neck of the chicken, squeeze the blood and drink it? Is this the Hare Krishna? No. They never even, you know, eat meat at all. Even they cannot kill an ant. Wow, I said, is that true? And so somewhere after 3 days, I met the Hare Krishna. So like that. So the Lord's, what he called it, fulfills. It is said the Lord is everywhere, right? Even both church and everything. So we have ample material desires. So as long as we are not sincere on our prayer to the Lord, of achieving something, it will not come. It is said here that even a materialist person, even Dhruva Maharaj as an example, you know, the Lord fulfills. After the darshan of the Lord, then the Lord rewards him his own planet. So like that. So this is the Lord because he said, Bhagavad Gita, I am the seed father of all living entities. So we are all sons and daughters of the Lord. That we cannot deny. So like that. So the Lord is ready to reciprocate to us materially. I give you one another story. This is a very good, nice story of how Krishna reciprocates to a priest. Now he's still chanting and he wants to become Hare Krishna. So that is quite a long time. So we were going to a Afro interpret program, and somewhere other, you know, we have discussions, and then there's a queue lining to the food, you know. And then we lined up, and then I said to the devotee, maybe I checked the something there. And then I saw it's not good. So I, you know, returned to the devotee. I said, we should skip this program. We have to go. So somewhere other, this Cesario, he was behind that, behind us. And then he asked, where are you going? And then I said, well, we cannot eat the food. What's wrong with the food? It's so nice, you know. And then I said, well, we follow certain diet. I said, well, that's quite interesting. Can I come to your temple? So then, okay, then give the, what do you call, address. And then somewhere other he comes to temple. And then when he comes to temple, he can feel the vibration of the temple rather than the church. So he said, can I stay? It's allowed to stay here even for one day. Oh, even for many days you can stay, no problem. This is the Hare Krishna. You know, you want more, they give you more. You want this one? When one plate prasad, they will give you more. So like this is the Hare Krishna. Prabhupada, you know, established. Okay, so then this Cesario, he followed the morning program, and even Bhagavatam in that time, Giri Dharmaras was there. He attended the Bhagavatam, you know, with the sutana, you know, robe of a priest. So he come for Mangalarti. Then Java time, so he chants, what is this? You just vibrate this, you know, Hare Krishna. And then he started to chant also. And then he heard the classes. So for 3 days, he said, absolutely, so nice being here in your temple. It's not only the vibration, but also, you know, interacting with so many devotees here is so nice. So then, what happened? When he is leaving, he is somewhere other. He wanted to tell me his problem is, and then he said, "Baladev, so I have problem. So what's your problem?" You know, before we go become a priest, now we need 50,000, it's like rupees, 50,000 rupees for our ordination. Yeah. Really? So it's a big problem? Yeah, I don't have money. So I said, well, maybe you can try, you know, sincerely chant the Hare Krishna mantra. And then you will see. You know, the Lord is, that is very small, you know. The Lord is Bhoktaram Yajyatavasa. He is the Lord of everything. He is the Savior, you know. So he's the Supreme of all. So then, chant Hare Krishna and then see. So then he chants. Then somewhere other, auntie called. And then the auntie actually doesn't want to hurt him to become a priest. So somewhere other, she called and she said, my dear, she called his son, long time you never called me and never visits me. What's happening? So then the answer is that, you know, I'm very busy in the seminary. So then, so okay, I will come today. So he goes there. And for 2 days, so he called me and then he said, Baladev Prabhu, he learned something. My problem is solved. Really? I said, yes, my problem is solved. I will tell you, you know, I will meet you in the same park. We met, you know. So then, somewhere other, the next day, he was so excited, calling me in the distance, you know. And then he was so excited, telling me, you know, my auntie, she said, She will give me the 50,000, and it's not only that. She will sponsor for my whole feast. So then, you see, this is how, what they call, the Lord, our Father, reciprocates. So because of that experience in what he called Krishna consciousness, then naturally he develops that openness to hear the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And not only that, when he heard the philosophy, he wanted to, and no need for me to become ordained priest, I want to join your Hare Krishna, is that okay? I said, no, that's not our philosophy. So like that. So the point is that here is Dhruva Maharaj. The words of Narada Muni cannot penetrate, you know, because it's lingering there. No space. That 1 GB is full memory. Other memory, you know, cannot, you know. My mobile phone is, you know, so much pictures that I don't want to delete them. So what happened to my mobile phone? Is hanging out. So similar is like that. If our heart, our mind is full of all these material desires, even it's this instruction completely spiritual, it doesn't penetrate us because it's completely the opposite. Okay. So then Prabhupada mentioned in his purport that, you know, everyone can approach the Supreme Lord, even we have material desires or even spiritual desires. So that is authorized for us. So the beauty is that the Lord knows what is best for us. He fulfills it, but intelligently he will reward you the desires in the future when you're already detached. And at the same time, you know how to use properly in the service of God. So, in my realization, that is how the Lord reciprocates. Worshiping the deities, I was rewarded after 7 days of this deity of Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, you know, small deity. You know, one devotee just give me. And then he said, this is the Lord himself. Oh, 7 days, not coming to temple. And then I saw the feature of Jagannath in the very big, first time I saw, this is a souvenir clown, you know. Jagannath looks like clown. So I was thinking at the bottom of my mind, you know, this is a souvenir clown. When they said, this is the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and you have to worship. And then I said, okay, maybe I don't know anything, just follow. So then I start to worship Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. So, okay. So then, my dealing to that deity is that, you know, I don't have, you know, faith, you know. I said, you know, they say you are the Supreme Lord, who reciprocates to all the desires and, you know, of everyone. But, you know, in the back of my mind, I see you only a souvenir, you know, a clown. You know, can you prove yourself that you are the Supreme? So anyway, that is really like a stupid way of, you know. But somewhere or other, I did that. But, and then the Lord reciprocates, you know. So in the very beginning, so then my family, they are against, this is normally happens, you know, against, and they calling me demon, Satan. They saw the picture of Nasima. My mother most especially, I left the picture, and then when I come back to my village, and then, what is this, you worshipping Satan? Ugra, like this, anyway. So then it spreads all over the village. The village is like, you know, the whole village, we are all relatives. So it's very, very, you know, tough. So then when I come, only chastisement I got. And then now I have to decide, Hare Krishna or my family? I said, you know what, Hare Krishna is giving me so nice. You know, family, sometimes we see only, they're asking only money, where's your salary, okay? Okay, better I choose first Hare Krishna and see, you know, what they can prove, you know, to myself. So then, somewhere other, after 1, 2, May, June, July, August, September, October, this is very, you know, very interesting. I even mentioned, you know, talk to Janu Hibas Prabhu and some devotees. He said, you know, I never heard this kind of story. It's quite, you know, really like amazing. So I will share this. Is more of my class behind will be storytelling, because some rather, you know, I'm very sorry to tell you, but philosophically I'm not prepared. Yeah, I just woke up, you know, and I thought, you know, it's my class today. So, but anyway, so just trying to, somewhere other, by Prabhupada's inspiration and all of you's inspiration, by your mercy, I try to share this story, how in 3 days the Lord changed the whole village into unfavorable and becomes favorable in Krishna consciousness. So, so that is October 27, 1996. Okay, still. So before that, so my sister called me. There, she is not yet devoted that time. No one is devoted, is practicing. So she called me and then she said that, you know, something happening in, you know, province, that they want you to be there. I said, what? I said, I'm not important there. You know, everybody thinking like this, you know, better I stay here in temple Sunday, Saturday, you know, the whole week I go to work, no problem. Somewhere other I'll be happy. So then, no need, I said. No, it's very important. I heard what's going on there. So then, okay, I said, one last time we go. So then, so I came to the province, now shaved head, with tilak. And then when they saw me, you know, then so many, you know, like Krishna when he enters onto the arena, different way, you know, they see Krishna. So in different way, they see me like, you know, one of my uncle, they said, what happened to you? You know, you're crazy, you have nice hair and then you just shave it like this. What is it? And then now I'm hearing all this, you know, like negative things. So, but anyway, so I just ignore and then, this story is quite a little bit, we can make it, you know, sure, but I can make it detailed. But interesting it is detailed. Because this thing make me become more people to the Hare Krishna. Okay? So that is the point here. It's quite tamagun, but please, sorry, we're not inviting tamagun here. Okay, so then on the evening time, my uncle came. Just 2 blocks away. And then he's come. He said, all of you, please come because your father is calling you all. I said, uncle, are you saying my father? Yes, your father. Uncle, my father died already 8 years ago, right? You know that. And why are you telling, you know, my father is here? No, your father is here. I cannot believe in the very beginning, but the moment I always hear from him, I realize that he is your father. And he has something to tell, very important to the family, most especially to you. So then I said, what is this? First time I heard. Can you tell me more about this? And then he started to say, my wife's friend, she has a daughter, and she can see subtle body. So one time she's roaming around, 18 years old, she's roaming around on this, you know, on this jungle, our place like jungle before, mango trees. So then, somewhere other, the subtle body of my father came out on the scene. And then he said, tell her that I have something, an important thing to do in my family. Can I borrow your body? for some time. And then she said, no problem. So when she reached home, she painted. A very, very soft voice coming out. You know, it's like very far. But when you start, you know. Anyway, that's already my experience. We went there. Of course, the mood of my father, if you're doing something wrong, he will beat you without any explanation. So immediately, this girl, first time I see him, becomes so angry. And I said, you are a baptized Christian, and you have to die in Christian. I said, who? What's this? You know. And then I left. So then, so next day again, it happens. So now I prepare myself, you know, for all the questions and try to, you know, read more on remember all the, you know, what is the temple president on his class. You know, remember everything on Krishna consciousness. I should not give up this Krishna consciousness, whatever happened. So then, the next day, it is 11 o'clock at night. Taumaguna. So then, so my uncle again, you know, called us. Come on, you know, your father is calling you all. Okay, I said, no problem. Okay, let's go. Then all family came. We went there. And now, this girl, amazing. She is very peaceful, calling me. Very peaceful. And then the first question I asked, if you are my father, you have to convince me to accept you. And then he started to talk in 30 minutes, you know, full details about the family. And for a long time I was talking to him, and then I realized it's like mobile phone. You're talking to someone, and you realize this person is, that person is the same. A different body, a mobile phone body, who's talking there, is the same. Then I accept that. I accept that you are my father. So, smile. Some other smile. She smiled. Then, now my question is that, where are you? 8 years, you're gone. And then he said that I'm just here. And when I die, a group of people, they come to me and then they said, you're not there anymore. You are in our world. If you want help, we can help you. You know, subtle, good, subtle guys. So then they help him. So he's also telling all details about going to Japan, details. So then I asked him, have you visited heaven? And then he said, no. What about hell? They said they can see hell. And then he said, it's not only one hell, it's so many of them. And the first time, in the Bible, it said there's one hell, you know, burning fire, you know, eternal, you know, you'll be there. So, but in Bhagavatam, I never read the Bhagavatam that time, but I heard in the class, there are different varieties of hell according to your sinful activities. You'll be punished on those hells. And my father telling, there's so many. Wow, I said, convince me what, Father, okay. So then, and then some rather, then he start to say, why are you asking all these questions? I just wanted you to go back to Christian, okay, and stop this nonsense. You're worshipping Satan. Satan. So then I left again. So then, third day, so this is the finale, the conclusion. Okay. So my father hired 2 faith healers. Because he thought, you know, I'm becoming crazy, you know, there's, you know, it should be faith healers just there. They can do some, you know, whatever, prayer, mantras, tantras. So 5:30 in the afternoon, it's amazing, you know, our house, because my father died when I was 10 years old, I'm finished. We are 11 in the family, 7 sisters and 3 brothers. You know, only my mother will take care. Wow. You know, all money finished for our education. So our house has no door, no window, And then you can just hurry well over there, you know, enter the window. You know. So both village, you know, both side, we are in the village, you know, middle of the village, you know, or two villages. So it's full fact. So many people came. Want to see the finale. It's like, you know, anyway, so finals of the cricket match. This is the finale. You want, okay. So then, and then one guy, you know, outside, he said, this will be nice. We can make nice money for this. You know, we will invite friends. And then my uncle said, you do it. You know, you come out on this village. You're not from here. You're dead. Come up. You will try it. And then, so then, didn't do anything. So then, this lady, now they are really like agitated. This lady, I was sitting on the floor. And then she started to scream at me. She said, you're the demon in the family! Her hands going to grab my neck piece and, shoo, you know the karate kid, wives on. You know the karate kid, you know, like this, you know, sometimes wives on, Hare Krishna. And then he used the, you know, this wife off, Hare Krishna. You know, I see that movie, you know, he said Hare Krishna, he's using the Hare Krishna. Okay, so then, so rather, you know, I learned from my father this technique, you know. And then I said, I'm very serious, not laughing, don't laugh. I said, this is not the way to know a person. Please ask questions. And I would answer, definitely. And she just looked, you know. She was completely frustrated because she did her, you know, best attempt. But she cannot grow. So then I said, okay, you're not asking me a question. I will ask you a question. Have you heard the Bible? And then she said, no. So now, you never read the Bible, you never heard. How can you judge me like this? Okay, I'll tell you about the Hare Krishna and Christianity. Okay? Please listen. You know the Hare Krishna is like this? They never eat meat, fish and eggs. Do you do that? Gambling, you do? All the simple activities are, you know, available in Christianity. But this is what we're doing. Eating meat, fish and eggs, we don't do. Intoxication, gambling, and sex outside of marriage. You're doing that? All of you doing that? Yeah, I've seen for 5 months. I see it in their temple. That's why I become also Hare Krishna. And it's not only that. You see, they see Jesus Christ as the son of Krishna, is the father of Jesus Christ. Like that. So then I fished for 30 minutes, and somewhere other, this lady, she was convinced that the Hare Krishna is the topmost of all the education that she, you know, that what she heard. So then, she said, maybe your father heard everything. Okay. So then, my godfather didn't come for the rosary. And then I have to volunteer myself to lead the rosary. So I lead the rosary, that prayer is for myself. So I read the rosary, and then so they call him demon. Why is he chanting this rosary? So then after that, after the rosary, then again the lady fainted, and then father called me, and then immediately I said, Father, what do you want? You don't know? Father is Krishna is the father of Lord Jesus Christ. And then he said, Krishna, I don't know him. But anyway, I am leaving so soon and I will not return. 7 p.m. you should tell me. And then I'm going to leave. Whatever you said, I am convinced. And please share to your family members. So because of that word that my father, even in his other body, he was convinced. And my father is tough. He will not listen. So that time, you know, just naturally, tears flow in my eyes. Everybody is looking. So then, my father exactly left 7 o'clock. And no more incidents happen again. For 22 years, 21 years, nothing anymore happens on that time, that incident. And what happened? All of them came, and what your father said? I said, he's convinced that the Hare Krishna is a pure religion. And then suddenly my brother, elder brother, he checked actually the Hare Krishna before that incident happened. And then now he's proving, yes, what my brother is doing is really very good. I even go to their temple and check and ask all these monks. It is very good. And now my brother also a devotee. And then he says, so that so Krishna, the divine here, Krishna knows what is inside our heart. If we are really sincere, if we cannot do, forget it. We cannot do anything. Just leave it to Krishna and he will solve everything. But we have to be the strong conviction that what we are having now is reality. It's not false. This Krishna consciousness is a reality of our life. We are the Atma, the soul. We are not the body. The Atma needs spirit. And what we're getting now in the temple, everything is spiritual. Even the food, even what we are speaking is spiritual. And that is the Atma actually wanted. And because of this, then we all go back to that, right? In the very near future. You know, only time separates. So this is a good news, right? You're happy on that good news? Haribo! Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So it's a good news for us, you know. All these magics, mystics, it's all there. Prabhupada is, you know, we're not interested. A person who becomes Krishna consciousness is the most, you know, the best magic. So like that. So the whole family knows that incident and some or other Krishna helps. My deity, he proved that I am the Supreme God, you know, this one, Jagannath, small Jagannath. And you know, I will help you on that. Okay, so anyway. So we can approach, last word of Prabhupada here, we can approach the Lord even. We have ample of material desires or spiritual. You know, we can worship the Lord and gradually be directed. So thank you very much. We have overtime at least. So you have questions or any addition? I was missing a bunch of people. No, I'm not qualified to sit here. So any questions or? Yeah.
So you were talking about your experience with Christians when you were also practicing Christianity, that people would go to church and pray to the Lord to fulfill their material desires.
Yeah.
And if you did fulfill their material desires, what happened?
Oh, frustrated. Frustration. There's on the same church. And before it started the mass, they mention all the petitions. They have sent prayers written. You know, and then they all mention this. You know, pray over. So there's one lady here doing austerity. I always seeing her because every time I'm in the church, so serving there in the church. So I see her from the end of the church, she will walk on her knee. And only for one petition, she's asking, please relieve my son to his disease, leukemia. So some or other, ignorance, no? It's just only prayer without knowledge. So the son died. Sunday. So then she didn't come anymore on the church. And then I heard that she became atheist. Atheist. She doesn't believe anymore to Mother Mary. So like that. So sometimes we have so much diff, what do you call prayers, or we can say, you know, we wanted, but if it's not fulfilled, then we become frustrated. So mainly that's all. Well, of course, knowing my experience, you know, it was showed on my, but it takes time. So it needs also patience and, you know, tolerance to wait. And some of the practitioners doesn't have that, because they don't have understanding about, you know, the reality. They don't have scriptures to rely on. So it's completely like, you know, mental speculation. This is, you know, what is there in the heart, you know. And they completely conclude, they will start to conclude that this is, you know, it's not true. And then they give up. That's why so many groups of religious groups in Philippines all exist. Different groups. So, yeah, so your question is that what happened? So this is what happened. It depends also on the person. Like that. But they left on the hanging. They don't know what to do. Even fish, they don't know what to advise. Much. Because they don't know also what they're doing. So like that. Is that answered? Is that okay?
The priest,
yeah,
he went on to be ordained.
Sorry?
Did the priest go on to be ordained?
Yeah. But he secretly chanted Hare Krishna in the room. Because when he said, he's bringing the Murti of Prabhupada into. You see, what happened, I met this priest, the high priest, you know, it's like a bishop. We have a conversation, and this conversation is really, you know, convinced that this student to become Hare Krishna. Because I asked this priest, you know, I have only one question, you know, when I was Christian. Can you, maybe you can answer, you know, I asked the high priest. Jesus Christ said to all his disciples, love your enemy. And Peter asked, how can I love my enemy, my Lord? And then the same question I will ask you, brother, you know, maybe you can answer. And then, well, it's easy, you know, we just, you know, love it, you know, this is what you're going to do. And what about Satan, Father? Jesus Christ has an enemy, Satan. you know, and then somewhere other. So then he cannot answer. And then he asked me, your mom, maybe you have answers. And then, you know, of course we answer, you know, Maya or, you know, Kali or Maya Devi is the, what do you call that, devotees of Krishna. She was instructed to what called test the one. So then this priest heard it. So he brought Prabhupada inside the room. This priest also gave us his own room because he heard that. Before, he's putting us only like a junk, you know, small room. But after hearing, you know, after conversation, he's giving his own room. So rather, you know, the priests there are very receptive. So then he gave his own room. And then this Cesario bring Prabhupada. And then he said, I like the Hare Krishna. Can I become also like yours? I said, no. In few days, your ordination. What you can do only, you read our books, and whatever seminar you do, you try, you know, giving them knowledge. You know, and then be vegetarian. And you can chant Hare Krishna. They will not accept in your, you know, in your ministry. So you just can't, you know, in seclusion. And that's what you're doing. At least three priests, you know, they have become vegetarian. Three of them. Father Cesario, Father Cruz, and Father Benson. They come to temple, and yeah. So when they heard, it's amazing. This Krishna Parmahansa never heard this philosophy. He's complete. Srimad Bhagavatam, never, just only one book. And this book is a compilation of different books of, you know, Matthew, Luke, and they compile it repeatedly, and too much confusion in that book. So like that. But Hare Krishna, Prabhupada, given us like this. So now he's still reading Prabhupada book, that is. So, but he is giving. Still a priest in Krishna Church.
Uh-huh. You say how the priest on the side.
like, for example, I'm meeting a woman, I have a friend, and she's saying that she's Christian. And Christians that I know from here, like, everywhere, they are quite open to other religions as well, even with, like, we can go to the temple and everything. But my friend, she's saying she's Christian, and she can't even, she says that she can't hear the Hare Krishna, or she can't wear any funeral, or she's
Maybe they are now there are different groups of Christianity, you know. In Philippines, at least, you know, like 12 to 15 groups. Some of them are vegetarian, some of them, you know, the priest is allowed, you know, get married. So, in having also this, and Seventh-day Adventists, they pass by the temple, come please, drink something. And then they don't want, you know, the experience. So, very, very, very often is the, you know, like, usually the Catholic, Christian, the Roman Catholic, they are quite open. Yeah, like that. But when they adopt another, then they will become looking only like horse, you know. They close, looking on, no, only Jesus Christ. Is this in the Bible? No. They're very chaste, you know, in the Bible. They don't want to listen to others. So like that. How can you help them? Just try to give them prasad. And don't talk about philosophy much. It's the same as family. I didn't talk about philosophy. I just chant Hare Krishna and cook some prasad, feed them. Okay. Like that. That is the way. Is that okay?
Yes, thank you.
Hare Krishna. Okay, so we have to start. Anyone? No one? Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Vijaya. Hare Krishna. Welcome, Vijaya.